USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a deadline of October 31st for lawmakers to pass President Joe Biden's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation package. Bill Hoagland, Senior Vice President of the Bipartisan Policy Center, said on CBS there likely will be a compromise.
We're probably looking at a package that they're coming pretty close to agreeing on around $2 trillion as opposed to the $3.5 trillion that was originally estimated.
President Joe Biden said on Saturday that he hopes Republicans in Congress will not be irresponsible and refuse to raise the debt limit as the legislative deadline approaches. Biden said at the White House before heading to Delaware that he would work hard to get both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the wider reconciliation bill passed. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Democratic leaders appear to have failed to wrangle enough support to pass the infrastructure package after intra-party fighting delayed a planned vote. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, joins Fox's Cavuto Live to discuss the fight to pass Biden's spending agenda. He says Democrats' spending plan doesn't put Americans first.
This is something which gives universal access to broadband, builds needed roads and bridges. In my state, helps coastal restoration and flood mitigation, and it has been held hostage, and it has been, at this point, apparently defeated by people who oppose just to oppose. That is what's wrong with Washington, D.C. We don't put the needs of the American people first.
A new deadline, frustration over clashes between Democrats in Congress, and optimism that President Joe Biden's plan, backed by so-called progressive members, will ultimately succeed. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vaccine mandates on the state and federal level are all about maintaining power, and Missouri will be the first in line to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration when the shots are forced there, State Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who is running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate, told Newsmax.
Because this is about control. That's what this is about. And that's all you need to know about what's going on, whether it's the mask mandates, the vaccine mandate that's coming. The left, the veil has completely come down at this point about what this whole thing is about. It's about maintaining, aggregating, and exercising power.
Missouri state officials are already suing school districts and counties over mask mandates, and Schmidt said it is important to fight back on every front. This is about freedom, he said. It's about liberty, and people have had enough of this. President Joe Biden told congressional Democrats on Friday that he was open to scaling back a bill to boost social spending and fight climate change, but wanted to pass it in lockstep with a $1 trillion infrastructure program, lawmakers said. Biden's visit to the Capitol capped a tumultuous week that saw lawmakers narrowly avert a government shutdown and postpone a House of Representatives vote on the infrastructure bill already passed by the Senate. The president told reporters after his 40-minute meeting with the fractious Democratic caucus that there was no rush to pass his agenda. Democrats had spent much of the week sparring about the size of a bill once estimated to cost $3.5 trillion. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.